Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Site actually allows you to essentially encourage us to talk about different things by submitting show prep content to the site. Other listeners vote on it, whether they like it or dislike it. The most popular items make it to the front page of our website, freetalklive.com.
Memorydealers.com sponsors the CAM here on the show, and they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Go over to memorydealers.com. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We started the show out with a story about college and how even now some of the so-called experts are saying maybe it's not such a good idea. And, in fact, some people have been saying this for a long time, and I think they're absolutely right in many cases. I think in the case of the average person going to school for going to college for something, they are likely going for something for some kind of a liberal arts degree that is in no way going to help them get any kind of a job when they get out of school. They'll be left with a tremendous crushing level of debt hanging over their head that will never go away, that will only get worse unless they can somehow manage to pay it off, and in some cases that can be incredibly difficult. We've heard from parents and grandparents tonight who are frustrated by the fact that they, as co-signers on the college loans, also now have debt accruing on their credit records. So there's all kinds of stories we've heard tonight, and of course yours are welcome. You're also welcome to call in about whatever might happen to be on your mind at 800-259-9231. We actually started the show out with a story from the AP about the situation in general, the debt that these young people are taking on, you know, the fact that a lot of people are going to college without even really knowing why they're going to college. And the story started out by talking about a young lady who is going into to a technical school for welding. And according to the story, she has been set on a welding career since she was 13 years old. She craves independence and has little patience for fellow students who seem to wind up in college more from a sense of obligation than anything else. She said, school's what they've been doing their whole lives, so they just want to continue because that's what they're used to. Now, her mother doesn't hide her disappointment. I think, by the way, she's absolutely right with that perspective. And that's what they're trained to do. They've been going to school. They're told they need to keep going to school. Hey, kids, if you want to be successful, now you have to spend some money to do it. Now you have to jump into this four-year college and or go longer than 4 years and throw a bunch of money down a hole on the chance, really a gamble almost in some cases, that you'll be successful. I think this young lady has a pretty good head on her shoulder. She knows exactly what she wants, and she knows she doesn't have to go to the four-year school to get it. But mom is not so happy. She doesn't hide her disappointment over her younger daughter's decision. At the same time, she realizes that her daughter may achieve more financial security than a college degree could ever provide. So she acknowledges the financial benefit of her going to the technical school. But here's what she says. It's sad to know she's going to miss that mind-opening effect of an undergraduate degree.
What do you mean, like waking up in the morning and lying on the lawn with a huge hangover? I mean, when I see universities, this is largely what I see is just a lot
party
of kids.
Schools.
Yeah, a lot of kids that you know that have been had their hands held through government school and by their helicopter parents off to the university where they put on weight and get drunk.
And this is really one of the attitudes that upsets me about college is this. Well, I know what the world is about. I've been to college. In fact, she goes on, her mom says, to discover new ideas, to become more worldly.
How does college do anything but isolate you from the world?
What do you mean by that?
How does it make you worldly?
I don't know. It's this academic
it's an isolated institution.
Right, it's an ivory tower, the ivory tower world of academia.
Most of them aren't even ivory tower. But
these people, the college academics, the professors.
Ivory split plan ranches.
They don't interact with the real world. They're in their world of academia. They don't have to do the same things that the rest of the people in the real world do. So why anybody would take what they have to say as you know, the golden word, I don't know. Unless they actually have some sort of street cred and being successful outside of being a teacher. So that's kind of one of the things that really bugs me is this snooty, I've been to college, so I know more than you do. As you mentioned earlier in the show, and you didn't get a chance to expand on it, Mark, education is not the same as college.
I'm educating myself all the time. I haven't been in college in more than a decade.
Wait a minute. You mean you've been discovering new ideas without going to college?
Absolutely. You get a better chance because you're not spoon-fed the ideas that they want you to have.
Yeah, are there really new ideas in college? I mean, there's nothing. What's new there?
Well, it's new to the person who's getting it.
A lot of socialism. And
there's a great deal of socialism taught by people who...
Keynesian economics.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's go to your phone calls. You're welcome to share your stories. And ladies come first. Let's talk to Sally, listening in Washington. Sally, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, listening to KBKW.
Okay.
Hi, Sally.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay?
What's on your mind? You sound great. Go ahead.
I graduated in 1972, but they had on-the-job training when I was in high school. I don't know how they do things now, but I got picked, either the girls were candy stripers at the hospital, and I got picked in the high school office. And from there, I went to Hamilton's Business College, but I could not wait to get out of school. I wanted to be an airline stewardess. That was my goal, which many girls from Iowa wanted to be airline stewardesses, you know, travel the world.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what happened is I come from a large family. There were seven kids, and I'm number six. A large family have a number. I'm number six, and so my older sister became a nurse and went to college at La Crosse, Wisconsin, so she's been a nurse for 40-some years. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
My second sister became a school teacher and went to Mankato State in Minnesota. And then my brother, he went to Cedar Falls, Iowa, but then Vietnam happened, but he didn't end up going to Vietnam because he's very smart. So he went to the Pentagon and learned like seven dialects of Russian. And then my next sister, she went to... she didn't go to college.
What about you? I'd really rather know about you.
Okay.
So.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
But anyway, what I'm saying is I didn't want to really go to school, but I went to this business college because I got picked to work in the high school, so I went that route. I didn't really know what I wanted to be. Like, my sister knew she wanted to be a nurse. The other one knew she wanted to be a teacher. When I left, didn't complete. I went, like, it was a two-year thing. I only went a year or so, and I just my heart wasn't in it. I didn't want to go to school. Kind of like what you said, why go right after high school?
Yeah, you shouldn't. If your heart's not in it and you're not sure,
waste of money.
You should not be there. I absolutely agree.
So I followed my older sister, number two, she got a job first in Fargo, North Dakota, and then she got a job in Tennessee in a black school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I followed her down there, and she gave up teaching and joined a commune. So I went into this commune in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it's a growing commune. We were first called the Yellow Deli Ministry, and then they went up to Vermont.
So what did you do? Commune life, very interesting to me.
What kind of commune is it?
Yeah, what did they do there?
Well, now I'm just saying they went up to Vermont, and in 1984, they were the commune that was arrested by 80 Vermont troopers. They took the children away. They said the children had... I had already left the commune. I was only there 4 years, but my sister... I have two sisters still in this community. Now it's called the 12 Tribes Community. They have 22 communes. They're in 9 countries. And I go see them, but I can't live that life. The best I can describe it is they live like the Amish people. Do you know what I'm saying? They homeschool.
Except dirtier.
Huh?
Except dirtier. Do they keep their home clean?
In the community?
Yeah, the commune.
Oh... I they don't even like me to call it commune. It's community. It's very clean.
I'm glad to hear that. I've never seen a commune I'd ever wanted to spend any real significant time in, but I haven't been in very many.
It's a religious commune.
Oh,
you know
I see.
Saying?
So they're not communists. Are they communists?
This is the thing. I don't like communism or socialism because I read Amazon.
I don't have time for the because, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We've got to get some more folks on here, but thank you for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how what got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEAT. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEAT is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEAT dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEAT dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEATinternational.com or send an email to paul@geat.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETinternational.com or email paul@geat.nl.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We're here in the studio to take your phone calls about, well, anything. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our features are free. We've got the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can watch, listen, and chat. Other listeners of the program are there in the chat room. The cam and the chat room are both on the same page. It's all free, so go to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive and enjoy. cam.freetalklive.com. Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit their new website, schoolsucksproject.com. Make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com, an appropriate live read for tonight's topic as we've been discussing education, college, and whether or not it's a good deal. We've been hearing a variety of different stories tonight. Everything from a guy working at Pizza Hut with a master's degree to folks that have found some value in college, to people that are $70,000 in debt and with little hope of paying it off, and people all of the places in between. We still have a lot of people that want to talk on this. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. Let's go first to Robin. Ladies come first. Robin, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, Robin, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, y'all are right. I'm one of the many who got a liberal arts degree. I got a Bachelor of Arts in music business, which is kind of rare. But I personally, negatives and positives, like everyone's been saying, the negatives, I went to a private school, actually, so I'm a little different, and each semester the tuition kept going up. So I kind of forced myself to get done as soon as I could, like in 4 years.
Mm.
But on top of that, my degree was 145 hours, so it's like I was taking 16 to 18 hours a semester to get that done in 4 years.
That's a lot. But, now, full-time is considered 12 hours, right?
Yes, 12 hours. So with music majors, you know, even music education's the same amount of hours as a pre-med, so we end up taking a lot per semester. But with all that said, I really like college for the fact of the opportunities that are there. I played collegiate tennis for 2 years, so I got to travel with all these awesome girls that I'm now really good friends with, so I wouldn't have got to do that outside of school.
Now, wait a second. My wife played for a women's amateur soccer team in Illinois when she lived there. And she was semi-pro in the racquetball arena. She traveled all around the state and the country on these, so it isn't contingent.
No, but I also got free clothes and shoes and stuff like that because Adidas sponsored our school.
Well,
so
Adidas
may
have sponsored your school, but you paid a heck of a lot to go there, so it wasn't free.
Yeah, what did this? What did the 4 years cost you?
Say it one more time.
What did you end up with as far as debt load after for college when you were all said and done?
I was actually really lucky that my family helped me pretty much the whole way through, so I don't have any college debt.
Good for you.
Awesome. Yep. But your family paid for the clothes and the shoes that Adidas sponsored.
Exactly, yeah, that's true. But also, I also did music, so I went with my college choir to Paris, which the school actually stipended a good amount of that trip for me. And we sang in Notre Dame and Opera Garnier, where they have the fame of the operas named after. So, I mean, I wouldn't have got to do that.
I was in the boys' choir when I was in fourth grade, and they took us around and we sang for a lot of people.
Paris, though?
they did have trips like that. I don't think I ever went on them. I went on one to Boston, though. Hey, thanks. We got to move on. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. A lot of those things, what your point is, Mark, is that singing, sports, you don't have to go to school to do those things.
Yeah, I went on as a matter of fact, right after my last class in college that I took, because I never went back after this. I had a van, and I drove it around the country for 4 months. It cost me $2,000. Gas costs a lot more than it did in 1998. But I drove it around for 4 months. I saw every monument, everything I wanted to see. Had an incredible adventure. $2,000, a heck of a lot less than a lot of people pay for college.
All right, we continue. More ladies. Jessica is on the line listening in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This isn't about college, it's just funny. I'm actually English teacher at a public school.
Mm.
So I understand the push that kids are getting to go to college. But what I was actually calling about was I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and you read the article in Newsweek called The Modest Proposal, and it was about the national ID card.
Yeah, the Newsweek guy wants everybody in America to carry a federal identification card, a passport of some sort.
Yeah, which is completely ridiculous. And I was actually calling because I wasn't sure if anyone caught that, but it's actually a reference to Jonathan Swift's A Modest Proposal. It was a satire. And so he was actually I'm not sure who wrote the Newsweek article, but he was doing the same thing that Jonathan Swift did in railing against the government for coming up with these ridiculous rules for everyone to follow.
That was satirical?
I
didn't get the satire out of it.
Maybe I'm dense. Maybe it's because I didn't go to 4 years of college.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't get our degrees, you know. We're a little dumb.
I
was an English major, so it was just like a lot of geeky reading. But it was A Modest Proposal by Jonathan Swift is actually when the British government wanted to figure out what to do with all of the Irish people and how do we get rid of all of these Irish people who keep having babies and taking all of our money. And so for a lot of people, what's happening now with illegal immigration is it's the same kind of mass hysteria and xenophobia and ethnocentrism that's coming up again. And so
He certainly acknowledged that, and he pointed out the xenophobia, and I think we mentioned that we certainly agreed with that point. But his conclusion seemed legitimately to be that he wanted a national ID card. I did not detect sarcasm in his proposal. Are you saying you did?
You know, I might be wrong, but what brought up for me was the fact that he called it a modest proposal. And what Jonathan Swift did was he said that we should just eat all of the extra Irish babies. And so for a lot of people, having a national ID card is about the same as eating Irish babies. And it's all about just taking away everyone's freedom and not giving people the right to property and liberty and all of the things we're supposed to stand for. And just taking that away for some ridiculous concept of protectionism and really what amounts to racism with the Arizona law.
I like it. I appreciate what you have to say, and I appreciate you calling in on it. And, Jessica, thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I don't know if I agree, because he seemed pretty darn serious. It did not, Mark, feel to me to be a tongue-in-cheek article.
It didn't to me either, but, you know, I don't know.
I think it's in the most recent issue of Newsweek, or it's certainly on their website, where one of their editors or their article writers gets on and just starts talking about how he wants a national ID card. I didn't detect sarcasm. It didn't seem like an Onion story to me. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Bob, listening in Delray Beach, Florida, to WFTL. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, how are you?
Bob,
great show tonight.
What's on your mind?
Okay, well, sort of tell you a synopsis of my story. Went to college for a couple of years, was doing okay, but not that good. I wanted to go to law school, so I dropped out. So I dropped out for 2 or 3 years, dropped out for 15 years. Went back to the age of 32.
We're going to come back to you, if you don't mind, Bob. Hang on. We will find out the rest of Bob's story. We're getting different folks to call in tonight and share their experiences with the college world. Was it worthwhile? Did you get ripped off? Do you wish you could take it all back? Tell us about your experience. 800-259-9231, or, like Jessica, you can bring up anything.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactownGear.com. All Tactown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TactownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TactownGear.com. Or call Tactown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, the features there, they're free. You don't have to lay out a single dime to enjoy all the different stuff on our website, from our bulletin board system to the main site, the listening options, webcam, etc. All free for you at freetalklive.com. Want to invite you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is going to be a party in the middle of the woods of New Hampshire, and it is going to be a blast. It happens at Rogers Campground this year. It's June 24th. Through the 27th, the beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains. The view's incredible, but even more incredible are going to be the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who will be in attendance. People who already live here in New Hampshire, people like Mark and myself who've made the move from other places around the country and around the world, will be here, will be there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll come together, we'll socialize, we'll have fun, lots of different activities, lots of stuff happening. I can't go through it all right now. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. Free Talk Live, as we always do, will be broadcasting live, so that's going to be a blast. I hear there's maybe even a casino night in the works as well, which is going to be a lot of fun. There's just so much happening. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Pork is in porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Go and get signed up. I think as of tonight, it'll be too late for the early bird discount, but it's still, even after the early bird discount goes away, it's still only $25 to get registered from what I understand, for this event, and it is going to be an absolute blast. Mark, are you looking forward to it?
It is an absolute blast is the best way to describe it.
It's one of the things I look forward to, I think, the most every single year. So porkfest.com, as we go back to your phone calls. And by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is brought to you by the Free State Project, which, of course, Mark and I, we moved here to New Hampshire a few years back because of the Free State Project, because makes sense to me that people that love liberty should get together. Instead of staying where they are and feeling alone and feeling isolated, get together with other like-minded people, and amazing things will start happening, and they already have. So come on up, porkfest.com. As we continue, Bob, I think, is still with us listening in Delray Beach. Bob, I wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out, so go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll make it a little concise here. I ended up graduating college at the age of 38, went to graduate school, got a master's degree, was accepted to law school, went halfway through law school when my dad got ill and passed away, and I never finished law school. So I ended up becoming a teacher. From being a teacher, I jumped to being a college professor. And I'm a college professor now. And recently I went back. I'm in a doctoral program to get a doctorate. Now, when you hear how much I owe, you're going to fall off your chair.
I'm ready. I'm waiting.
You're ready? You're waiting. Okay. I owe currently $132,000.
Lord.
Jeez. I think my first house was less than
and
that.
And how old are you now, if I might ask?
Oh, I'm 54 years old.
54 years old, over $100,000 in debt. Do you think you're ever going to have it paid off in your lifetime?
No.
And
absolutely not.
How does that make you feel?
Well, at first, primarily it doesn't make me feel good, but after thinking about it a while, I sort of rationalize it to myself. And, if the government so readily wants to give these loans freely to students, and if the students end up working and paying taxes, and if it's beneficial to society to see this happen, that's fine. But ultimately, if the government doesn't get paid back on the loans, then ultimately, do they win or do they lose or do they break even? The student obviously probably comes out ahead on the situation. You were talking earlier about bankruptcy doesn't help, paying back your loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
about three or four years ago, there was a law put into effect that stated that you cannot discharge student loans in a bankruptcy. But prior to that, you could.
Thanks for the info, and good luck. I'm sorry to hear about your story, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Garrett in California. Garrett, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Garrett, are you with us? Garrett going once. Garrett going twice. We'll tell you what, we'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back later. All right, let's try instead. Jeff is gone. Let's try Sam, listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Sam.
My comment is that college education today sucks. It's like these kids today just don't have a classical education. I'm a construction worker, and for the last 10 years, I've been attempting to give myself a classical education. I've been studying language. I've been studying politics, la-di-da-di-da. And it's like five members out of my family have been to college, and they're dumb as dirt.
So now, have you been doing your own studies online and just kind of going out?
No, not online. Not online. Old-fashioned books.
But you're doing it yourself. You're not going to school. You're not paying somebody else to tell you what to learn.
I'm doing it myself. And what makes me say this is the more I learn, the more I'm not that I think I'm smart, because I don't. The more I learn, the more I realize I really don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems like kids today, college is more or less a white-collar trade school. It's like they go into college, and their only motive is hoping to make a lot of money.
Or to get laid and get drunk. You know, that's what they, a lot of them just want to party.
Well, yeah, that too. But I'm saying when it's all said and done, all they really want to do is have a good job and la-di-da-di-da. And I think there's much more to, I mean, an education should teach you how to think.
Mm.
Like, I have political conversations with all my relatives, which have all been to college. And it's like when it comes to politics, they have no clue what they're talking about. They might know who's who or this and that, but it's like they really don't know.
Well, college is designed to do what you were talking about, and the school system in general, all the way up from the government school and in the very early days through college, is designed to essentially crank out worker drones who will basically fill a role in some sort of a company and never really question their place in life and, you know, play out that role throughout their lives, retire, and then be done, and they're done with their role in society. And that's what it's kind of built around. It's to create people that really aren't critically thinking. They are just kind of doing what they're told and what they're fed into.
And that's right. Like, for an example, I was speaking to my niece. I'm 41, and I'm nothing more than a drywall hanger myself. But it's like I've taught myself a foreign language. I learn about politics. I now consider myself, I guess you would say, a socialist, but I'm not going to – that's not really what I'm saying. But, you know, I believe in working class control, and I think these people are just taken advantage of. I think they need to reach out and really, really learn. And not just like, oh, I'm going to be an accountant and make a lot of money, and that's it.
You think working class people should control people that aren't working class?
No, I think the working class should control the country. That's all.
What does that mean?
I mean, aren't people that aren't a part of the working class in the country?
No,
when you say the country, do you mean the government?
No, I don't mean the government. I mean that is some people's definition of socialism. It's not my definition of socialism. So, socialism to me means there's people who work and there's people who own. And I believe that the working class should run things,
don't they in sort of in a way, because if you could get all the people in the working class to do the same thing, which is a fantasy, if you could get them to do the same thing, wouldn't everything stop? So therefore, all the working class people do control everything?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Okay, yeah, you're saying that the working class people should control everything in the country, and I'm telling you that they do control everything in the country because no work would be done if the working class people didn't do it. So I'm saying that what it seems like you're saying is that if the working class people would do what I told them, what I think they should do, then they would be in charge. But they're doing what they think they should do, so they are in control.
Well, no, I think they should get paid for their labor, and I don't mean just like a construction worker. I mean there's white collar people who are working class too.
Sure, and I'm pretty sure they are getting paid for their labor. I wish we had more time to get into this. You can call us another time, maybe on Monday night. We can really dig into this idea,
right,
or ideas of socialism, but we've got to get some other folks on here, and I thank you for the call
tonight.
Okay. But remember, we're on 6 nights a week, so even if you don't get us on your local radio station, you can still listen at freetalklive.com. One more segment coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. There may be enough time for your call if you're on hold, at least. I'm not going to give you the numbers because the lines are loaded up with folks. But it is Ian here tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you're enjoying this program and you want to help Free Talk Live, you can get your shopping done through us. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the world's largest internet retailer, Amazon. You know them. You've probably shopped there before. So next time you shop at Amazon, just enter through our little portal, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of Amazon's profits. Actually, I think it's like 7 or 8% of the entire net. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done, and you'll help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls. We've been talking about education all night long. Has it been worth it for you? What is your story? College, was it worthwhile? Was it a big ripoff? Do you have a whole bunch of debt? Did you manage to succeed without going to college? Let's go to Dan, listening in Colorado. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan, in Colorado, going once. Dan in Colorado, going twice. Okay, let's try. Oh, hello.
I heard noise.
Somebody's there.
Hello.
Is this Dan?
Can you hear me?
Is this Dan?
Yeah, this is Dan.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I just graduated from college recently about a year ago, with an engineering degree. And I managed to get a job. I just wanted to point out, you guys mentioned engineering science or engineering health and law. And I just kind of wanted to point out that those are probably three of the most heavily bureaucratic industries you could possibly get into. So the college degree, you know, if you're dealing with a government company or something like that, which a lot of the companies do, because that's a lot of where the money comes from anymore, they might audit your company and look to see, make sure all your engineers have degrees and stuff. You know, personally, I think it's ludicrous because, once you learn the math and once you learn how to read a textbook, you can do anything that I can do with a degree, but it's structured in such a way that if you don't pay the price to get it, then
You got to get into the good old boys club, and that's how it is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that somebody can't heal, somebody can't practice law, or somebody couldn't be an engineer without going to get the degree, but I don't think that you're going to have a very easy time practicing those degrees, and if that's what you're passionate about, that's what you should do.
The industry is built to keep people out who haven't jumped through the same hoops as everybody else, and that's the way the cookie has crumbled, right? So anything else you want to share tonight, Dan?
No, that's all I wanted to bring up.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Vince, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Vince.
Hey, I was calling. I lived in a college town in Morgantown around WVU for about 5 years. I dropped out of school myself because I was an idiot. But now I'm an electrician in the coal mines. I make $36 an hour, work 40
wow.
plus hours a week. So, I mean, I'm one of the rare cases that college really wasn't that important.
I don't
think that's rare.
I don't think that's rare. I think that for a lot of people, college was a complete waste or a near complete waste.
Well, everybody that I lived around when I lived in Morgantown, they're all unemployed now or working fast food. They're not. None of them. Their educations. I've got things in my garage that's worth more than their education was.
So you're saying the people you grew up with, a lot of them went to college, they got a degree, and now many of those same people are either out of work or definitely not working in their trade where they got the degree.
Right. They're either in the coal mines or and owing ungodly amounts of money.
I would say that is a common story. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but as I mentioned earlier, I've heard that it's 90% of people that get college degrees do not end up with a job in that chosen profession. And I don't think it's uncommon what you're talking about. I mean, that must make you feel a little good to know that you managed to do so well without having to jump through those same hoops.
Yeah, I'm a fifth generation coal miner, and that's the only reason that, the coal mines, which it's a dying industry. It's not something that's going to be around for the next 200 or 300 years. If coal mines are around for the next 20 years, I'll be lucky.
Now that's a really dangerous line of work, though, right? I mean, you're getting paid $36 an hour for a level of risk, are you not?
Yes, I'm an underground coal miner, and I mean, it's nothing for us, for the coal industry, for the people that do it. But a lot of people think, oh, it's scary back here, it's wet, it's dark. No, it's just like being in a hallway. There's no difference from standing in my kitchen to being underground. I mean,
what about inhaling the coal dust or whatever? Isn't that a hazard?
Well, from when my dad started 35 years ago to now, the technology and the safety and health advances are, I mean, mind-boggling.
Really?
We spray water. There's constant flows of water on our miner that keep the dust down. I mean, there's so many different procedures and things that we have to go through to keep particulate dust from entering our body.
It's very interesting. I was unaware of that, because whenever you hear about coal miners talked about today, they're still kind of the job is still presented as though it was the same job as when it was in the 1800s. And I think it's good to know that indeed those greedy robber barons have indeed spent the money that is necessary to invest in keeping their employees alive.
There have been
a couple
of major coal accidents recently, and I suspect the industry is going to change here in the near future, though.
Well, the thing that gets me is the year before the Sago accident was one of the best years as far as lowest fatalities. The same laws were in effect the year before. I think, don't quote me on this, but I think there was only like 8 fatalities that year, and then Sago happened. And the same laws were in effect the year before, and we had such a low fatality rate. It's not the laws. It's just the practices. People get more or less, they just kind of get complacent and just don't really think about an accident happening.
Yep.
You kind of forget.
Laws don't keep people safe. And in a lot of cases, the regulatory laws that are out there touted as keeping people safe are really just following the marketplace, that the politicians will just pass a law that will mimic a direction the marketplace is already going. That way the politician can essentially run out in front of a parade and say, hey, I'm helping out over here.
Yeah.
And that's a bunch of nonsense.
For an inspector to go in and write 60 violations is nothing, because the violations they could be writing is a fire extinguisher in the wrong place or a tag not being on a fire extinguisher.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many
stupid nonsense.
Stupid rules and that do not help anybody, but they can fine them 10, 12, $20,000.
Right, it helps the government regulatory agency when they get that money in, but that's about it. It certainly doesn't help anybody productive. I thank you for the call and the story. Appreciate hearing from you and the expertise. Very interesting. Coal miner, first coal miner I think that we've ever talked to on Free Talk Live, at least that we've known of. 1-800-259-9231.
Most people don't say their careers.
Let's go to Janice listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Janice.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I want to talk about the educational system, both here and in Canada.
All right.
Because they're very similar, and I think that's on purpose.
Hmm.
I think it's more of a de-education system. And I think the majority of the people that are out of work that have spent thousands of dollars in the U.S., both in the U.S. and Canada, can agree with that. Because it's not really about placing you. I mean, they sell a big, you know, they sell a big story. They want you to believe in yourself. And they sell it to you, and believe me that a lot of these colleges were instituted by the very people that are in politics now, that are at the forefront of politics now, in both the U.S. and Canada. And so they sold a bill of goods. And these kids got drawn into wanting an education and wanting to believe in themselves and believe in the country and believe in the politics, you know, the political system behind the country. And they ended up being in debt.
Yeah,
and
it really,
when
you look at it, it really does seem like a big scam, doesn't it, Dennis?
It's a scam.
It is a scam that is instituted for the benefit of the people in power.
Because they're
cranking out these drones, as I mentioned earlier. We're out of time, and I thank you for the call tonight. They crank out these drones, and then they put them through these educational systems. They indoctrinate them into believing in things like the coercive state and things like government, the idea that it's okay to use coercive force over our neighbors. These are things that are constantly taught and retaught and retaught, especially when they get into college. So they come out and they be, obedient little serfs for the rest of their lives. See you Monday night. Enjoy your weekend. FreeTalkLive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.